Welcome to the Improver Network Podcast. The Improver Network mission is to make the world better by helping faith-driven leaders, entrepreneurs, and small business owners improve personally and professionally. Finding balance and maintaining focus in a world of distractions and discouragement can be challenging and frustrating, but we're here to help you discover your purpose, become more productive, and reach your true potential. Now here's your host, Justin Winstead.
Hello, improvers. Justin Winstead, the Improver Coach, coming to you. I hope you are doing wonderful and that your holidays were fantastic and that your new year has gotten off to a great start. I hope this is going to be your best year ever. Hey, I want to talk to you about your goals and your vision, because I know a lot of you, that's on your mind right now. As improvers, we're always thinking about what we can do to be better and, you know, how we can achieve more. And so you're thinking about your goals for this upcoming year. They're fresh on your mind. Some of you have chosen words for the year, or themes or catchphrases or values that you're going to focus on. I know that we've done a vision board workshops, and some of you have your vision pictures and your vision boards out there. And I love it, because thinking strategically about where you want to go and what you want to accomplish and living proactively is so important. I wish more people did it, but kudos to you for being that way, and congrats on getting a head start to the year and already thinking about what this year holds in store for you. But hey, I want us to recheck our goals, and I know once we kind of get them down and we think we know where we're going, it's hard to make any edits to them, but it might be that you need to change something about what you're shooting for this year. Maybe your vision is not the right way, and maybe it is. We just need to talk about something here on this video so that you can know if you're on the right track or not with your goals. So I want to ask you this question. When it comes to your vision, when it comes to your goals and your ambitions for this year, are you a consumer or are you an investor? I want to read to you a story that caught my attention recently, and this is out of the book of Luke, and there's this man named Jesus who is talking, and he's sharing a parable with his followers. And what he says is, he said there was a rich man one time, and he had some land that turned out very productive. The harvest was amazing. Maybe your last year was amazing. You had a productive harvest as well. That's what was going on with this rich man. In fact, he had so much, he started thinking to himself, what should I do? Since I don't have anywhere to store all of this, there is grain and all these crops, like, what do I do? He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build bigger barns and bigger storehouses so that I can fit all of this excess in there. And then he said, I'll say to myself, you have many years of goods stored up. Take it easy, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. Hey, that sounds kind of good, doesn't it? Hey, wouldn't it be awesome if you quadrupled your income this year and you had a little bit extra and you said, you know what? I'm going to work really hard on these income goals this year, because next year I'm going to take it a little bit easy. I'm going to eat, drink, and I'm going to enjoy myself. That sounds kind of nice in a lot of ways. And I can relate to this. I mean, the guy had the extra and was looking for a break. After all, farming and managing land, that's tough work, right? Well, God said to him, you fool, this very night your life is demanded of you. And these things you've prepared, all this you've been working on, whose will they be? Where is this going to go? You can't take it with you. Jesus said, this is how it is for the one who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich or generous towards God. And so that's kind of the key point of that parable. There's lots that we could talk about in this story. But for me, the main point of this is there was a rich man who had a very productive year, and he had excess, and he could choose to invest that in others, to be generous, to be rich towards other people, or he could choose that to consume more, to be more self-centered and self-focused, and that's what he chose. And the verse says that that very night his life was going to be demanded of him. I don't know that that was a consequence of his action. Maybe it was, but it could just be that, hey, that was his night to go. Like, that was the end of his life, and here he is spending time focusing on just building bigger storehouses, which don't ultimately mean anything. I want to ask you, like, is that your focus? Are you just trying to build bigger, more, faster, something more attractive, something more fun? Is that where your focus is? Is it about you focused? Or are you saying, you know what, this year I want to improve. This year I've got a goal to accomplish more, to be more efficient, to be more effective, to be healthier, to read more, to do this, to do that. Is your goal just about you so that you can eat, drink, and be merrier? Or is your goal this year about investing in others and creating a life with more margin, with more capacity, so that you can be a blessing to others? So get your goals list. Get your vision board, whatever you've got, and evaluate that and ask yourself, what is my primary motivation behind all of this? Now, don't go too hard. Some of it should be you focused. Some of it needs to be things that excite you, that grow you, that's going to make your life more of the desired future that you have and that you believe God has for you. So don't just totally try to make your whole thing that I'm going to, you know, sell everything I have and give it to the poor, and I'm going to just, you know, be struggling the rest of my life. That's not everybody's calling. That's not what we're saying. Some of it needs to be enjoyable for you, but some of it needs to be others focused. Some of it needs to be legacy building. Some of it needs to be making the world a better place. You know, that's why we exist here at the Improver Group, is to make a world a better place. And we do that by improving personally and professionally. You see, this year we're all about goals and about stretching and about doing hard things and accomplishing big things. But it's not for our end. It's not for our glory that we're doing this. This is for a bigger purpose. And that's the real way to be an improver who is truly winning in life. You got to be growing. You got to be reaching goals. You got to be making visions come true that are bigger than you. Because you don't want to end up like this person in the Bible. I'll share with you a funny story here. Many years ago, I was doing student ministry, and I was advertising an event that was upcoming. In fact, this event is actually happening right now in Atlanta, Georgia. They just had it in Fort Worth last week, but the event is called Passion Conferences. Have you ever heard of Passion Conferences? Yeah, they are pretty incredible events going on. Some of you may be familiar with Louis Giglio and some of those. So anyway, they're the ones putting on the Passion Conferences, and we're going to carry a group of students to go to this event. And so I'm in the middle of what amounts to a church service. We're on campus and we're in this ministry building, and we are sharing with the students about this in a chapel environment. And I've got my laptop with a PowerPoint. They started asking me questions about the event that I didn't have the answer to. So I thought I would just pull up the website and share with them the details of the Passion Conference. So I go online and I type in passion.com. Now, guys, let me just go ahead and tell you, passion.com is not the website for Passion Conferences. I assumed it was, and I assumed wrong. In fact, there were some very bad images that began to pop up on the screen in the middle of this service, and I was trying to exit out of them. And, you know, this has been 15 years ago, but the pop-ups were crazy, and I was trying to exit the pop-ups. I was turning red. It was all embarrassing. I couldn't believe this was happening to me. I finally just had to unplug the laptop and shut things down, and it was quite the scene there. The reason I share that with you, though, is because there is a website that's forever burnt in my memory now, and it's not passion.com. It's 268generation.com, 268generation.com. And the reason the Passion Conferences use that as their website, one is because passion.com was already taken, but the other is because Isaiah 26:8 says this is not for our name. It's not for our glory that we exist and that we're put on this planet. It is for His renown. This is a part of God and what He's doing in this world. And we are called to be about that. He's got a plan for us, and this plan is a part of His bigger plan. And that is what our life needs to be about. We need to be investing in that, not just consuming all the time for our own personal pleasure. That is the way to destruction. It's the way to discouragement, to depression. It's going to take you all the places you don't want to go. It's a trick to make it all about you, even though that's the natural bent in the way we're wired many times. You got to make it about God and about others. You got to love Him. You got to love them. Okay? So that's my challenge to you today. If you want to improve, make sure your vision and goals and your life and actions in general are aligned with an investor mindset, where you're planting seeds, where you're others focused, and not a consumer mindset where you're just indulging and you're you-centered and me-focused. So that's my challenge to you. If we can help you out in any way, reach out to us here at the Improver Group. Otherwise, I hope that you'll stay good and keep getting better.
Thank you for listening to this production of the Improver Network podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can catch future episodes. For more information about the Improver Network, visit us online at improver.network. That's www.improver.network. And connect with us on social. Until next time, keep getting better.